PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Welcome to PHPBB Bi-Weekly for Saturday, October 18th, 2008, because we can't seem to figure out how to do a podcast every week, like our title tells us to. We did intend to actually do an episode last week, but it just did not happen work out, and neither the one before that. So yeah, well, hopefully we'll get back on our weekly track sometime down the road. PHPBB Weekly is the weekly live podcast talking about the PHPBB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. And if you can't tell, I have been practicing that tongue twister quite a bit, so I can actually say it correctly now.
You've been practicing that, huh?
Yes. Anyway, I am your co-host, Douglas Bell, from San Francisco, and from, I believe it, yeah, from the Spokane area, is our good co-host, Dr. Hobbles.
Major Pain today, yes.
David Lewis.
Jake Scotch. Yeah, why how do you explain for the audience why you wanted me to call you Dr. Hobbles?
No, Dr. Hobbles. No, I had a biking accident last week, biking with one of the mod authors we know. It's when you go see what happens when you travel down gravel roads at very high speeds, such as like 60 kilometers an hour or something. Your bike can oscillate, ouch, which be very bad. Uh-huh. And that's what happened. And my foot planted, my bike went over my leg and twisted my knee and ankle, and they are black and blue. So,
David, you got to be very careful with gravel, because if you take the L from gravel, what do you have left?
Grav?
No, grave. You could die.
Yeah, okay, well, sure. Well, I'm not sure it was quite that much of a risk. I did have my helmet on, you know, so.
Oh, that's our over-frightening experience for the day. All right, let's get through some of our housekeeping so we get the show going here. PHP BB Weekly is a live podcast, and so if you're listening, we'd love for you to call and participate. The number to call is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418. If you'd like to join us long distance or Skype out, charges may apply, such as the $30 I just paid to Skype in order to actually be on this call today. I have to do it every year, and I guess now's the time, whatever. If you'd like a free way of communicating with us, you can do that through our free open chat room on TalkShoe.com. We also have an unofficial IRC channel, the PHPBB-Weekly channel on Freenode. And also you can stream the episode live on our website, phpbbweekly.net. And our wonderful sponsor, which helped pay for my Skype out charges on this episode, is GoToMeeting. If you have to travel for business but are constantly feeling the wrath of flight delays and other problems, there's an easier and more affordable way. GoToMeeting, the award-winning service that lets you hold meetings over the internet with people in multiple locations. Just log on to GoToMeeting.com and start meetings with a click, and instantly everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's less expensive and less time-consuming than meeting in person. If you'd like to give them a try, just visit GoToMeeting.com/techpodcast for a free 30-day trial. All right. So, that's that. We're going to start out this episode with an update on our President Birdie election contest.
I'm going to kill this bug. This is annoying, bug.
What? What are you talking about?
This bug is annoying me.
Talk about random. I was saying, Oh boy, our President Bernie contest. Yeah, so we launched this a week and a half ago. Well, let's say not we. I launched this a week and a half ago. David probably would rather have nothing to do with it.
Just too busy to have something to do with it. That's it.
The nomination process didn't quite work the way I expected. I was afraid that we would not have to be able to do the contest at all until yesterday morning when two people posted birdies that are going to run. And I believe that those are Lyndon Birdie Johnson. I think it was a hilarious pun the first time I saw that.
Yeah, I like that name.
And on the aristocratic side, Sir Birdie Jr., which sounds exciting. Now, I've modified the rules so they don't have to get through the whole nomination thing. So those two were the ones that posted by the deadline that was last night. They're in the contest. However, they do need to fulfill one requirement of the rules and actually post a picture of their birdie candidate, because there has to be a birdie in there somewhere. So, but I know there are some people who did not read the rules and did not actually realize that there actually is a deadline to sign up to get your birdie in the contest. My response is, well, guess what? Did we tell you at phpbb.com? Read the rules. I mean, David, your own brother was like, I didn't know there was a deadline. I said, it's in the rules, Mr. Mod Team member, who is one of the people who tells people you got to read the rules for doing stuff. And then there was also questions about, write-in candidates and conceptual candidates and things like that. And I'm saying, yes, that may be true in the real world. It's mm-hmm. a contest where I'm trying to maintain at least some amount of my sanity. So, no, there has to be a birdie in here somewhere. So, So we're going to find out how that will work out. But hopefully they will be posting a birdie. And because there's two candidates, I thought it'd be fun if they came up with a name of their party. So they
I might have to supply photos for one of the birdies, because I know one of the submitters does not have a birdie.
All I said is, so long as there is one birdie, it is the same birdie, and you can make it a team effort. The person who fills out the nominating thing is going to be considered their campaign manager. And as far as I know, for the people that posted in our forum, Lyndon Birdie Johnson's campaign manager will be Semi Deuce, and Sir Birdie Jr.'s campaign manager will be T50 Webmaster. And I know that T50 is in the chat room right now. So
Sir Birdie Jr.? I thought he was gone for something like a question mark for his name.
What?
a question mark. That's T50's favorite thing to do, is post a question mark. So I would have expected Birdie's name to be a question mark.
Oh, whatever. He posted it. It's there. So they'll get to choose a party for themselves, so it'll be kind of fun. So what happens next? Well, once they've submitted the picture and things like that, we have our President Birdie Contest Forum, which is with a sub-forum on the PHPBB Weekly Forum, and I'll actually stick a link to that right now. What's going to happen is that's going to turn into the forum for the campaign, which will happen between now and Tuesday, November 4th, which is not only going to be the United States election, it'll also be our election as well. It'll have more details about that in a few weeks. What's going to happen is each of the candidates will have their own topic, which will be their own campaign topic. They can to do whatever. There's also still the general discussion topic, which is going to be there as a nonpartisan discussion topic about just the whole contest as a whole. And but essentially it's going to be a campaign, and our two candidates get to do whatever they can, encourage people to vote for them. And there's going to be a number of things happening over the campaign, a few things we're going to be doing on this show, and a few things that perhaps some other people will be doing, like Hank the Cow Dog this morning was posting about how he wants to form a citizens advocacy group or something like that called SCOFF, which stands for something very, very creative that he came up with. Which is going to be like a, to analyze the candidates. And so that's going to be – so this contest is starting a whole spinoff thing. I like that title so much, I think it should turn that into a real thing for the real candidates. If some consumer advocacy group out there is listening to this podcast, think about it, you know. So they might be doing stuff, and so that'll be interesting to see, because we're starting, like, some spin-offs of this contest. It's kind of fun. Here's what we're going to be doing. Next Saturday, for our next episode of PHP BB Weekly, we will be holding a presidential debate live on PHP BB Weekly. We're going to get the a representative or else the campaign manager from each of the campaigns to debate on behalf of Birdie, because as much as we wish, Birdie does not exactly talk very well over the radio, if you know what I mean. unless you're a ventriloquist. So we're just to pretend that the two campaign managers are ventriloquists, and they're going to have them speak on behalf of their birdies. David and I will be moderating the debate. We'll have some questions that the candidates will get to answer, and as well as those of you who are listening live, either on the chat room or if you want to call in, we'll be able to ask questions of the birdies. And these can be either real questions, like real what would you do if you were president questions, or you can make crazy questions up, since we're doing this on the fictional mountain of Birdie Mons over at Mars or something like that. So it's for fun. 2 weeks from now, November 1st, this is not yet confirmed, but I'm hoping that we can maybe get one or two former existing or former team members, mostly Birdie experts, on here to serve as like a pundit panel, you know, sort of a parody of the real news media's presidential campaign coverage. And we'll have them on to sort of analyze the campaigns that both of the candidates are doing. And you sort of, you know, give their insight on the campaigns and be able to talk about, you know, what people are doing, who's winning the campaign, who's not. For all we know, we might even have that, if that scoff group goes anywhere, we might even have a representative from them on the show.
That would be funny.
Yeah, but that would be, you know, just kind of see, like, you know, just three days before the election, we'll just talk about that. And who knows, we may even have some time to talk about the real election if we feel like it. You know, that might actually go a little partisan or something like that, as long as we're fair and balanced.
Yeah. Well, we have conflicting interests, so I don't think that'll be difficult.
That means we'll be neutral.
It'll be like Hannity and Colmes, you know?
Oh, except I would be so much better than Colmes, okay? I look at Colmes and I think, where did they get this donkey from?
That's funny.
Okay, we'll save that for the episode 2 weeks from now. And there may also be some other things we'll post in the President Birdie Forum, you know, just for general discussion, duking out, you know, discussions from the candidates.
I killed him, finally. Yes, no, you thought it was a bug in my software. It wasn't. It was a real bug.
Hey, Paul, could you do me a favor and please slap David the way he just slapped his butt? You're interrupting me now twice.
He must have disappeared.
So the point is, over the next 2.5 weeks, it'll be very exciting, not only for the candidates, but for everyone who is not a candidate, you guys who are listening to the show, you'll have the opportunity to participate in the forums and, you know, participate in the campaign and watch as the candidates try to woo you to their side or the other side, and it'll be a lot of fun. And, of course, we'll be doing some fun things on the next two episodes of PHP BB Weekly as well. So, you know, this is some of the exciting stuff we got for the contest, and certainly hope you're going to be participating. And we'll be keeping a very close eye until the election on November 4th. Sounds cool?
I think Francis and I will do a little sketch for you. I think I told you about that before. We'll wait till it's closer to the election and do it.
Oh, you've got a skit too?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know what? Saturday, November 1st, that would be the day to do it, because that's going to be like all election discussion on this show.
Oh dear. People are going to go, people from around the world are like, am I really interested in the election discussion for PHPBB?
Why not? We're having some fun. Next week will be the debate. I don't know if that'll fill up the whole episode or not, but definitely November 1st. We'll have something to do with either our fake election or the real election. We'll see. How that will work out, but I'm really excited. So, yeah. And so that's it. That's it for the President Birdie contest. And of course, we have our forum on Star Trek Guide where it'll all be taking place. So stay tuned. Speaking of new forums, it was announced on Sunday that phpbb.com has themselves launched a brand new forum as well. Maybe David would like to give us a little bit of an intro.
Sure. Yeah, this is the events and what's that forum called? It's called the Events
and Meetings
Forum. Yes, this is where. Okay, so this was inspired basically by London Invasion, and we went, you know what? We need to have the ability for users to have their own meetings. You know, we have had several groups in Germany who meet in real life all the time, but that's pretty well it right now. And until prior to London Invasion, that was the only sort of meetings that were going on. So we discussed the ability for users to set up. You know, we know that, for example, you wanted to set up a San Francisco invasion. But it doesn't make sense to hold a conference in San Francisco for the next major PHPBB conference. It would make sense to do it in New York City so that European team members have an easier time coming over and attending.
Only if you pay my airfare.
But so what this basically would allow you to do is set up meetings in the San Francisco area. And you can, you know, there are several team members in the San Francisco area who I'm sure would be willing to participate in a meeting. And
if I beg hard enough, maybe I could get you to fly down.
Probably. But basically, it allows people to set up meetings in their local areas or basically what we would do is if they want to set up some sort of conference, and it can be, you know, it's like if it could be big enough that everybody in the United States would come to it, basically all team members in the United States.
We could do this for like smaller meetings too, like a bar camp or something, you know?
Right, exactly. And some of the smaller meetings, that's basically the idea. For example, Paul started a topic for Netherlands Dutch PHPBB meetings so that people in the Netherlands could come and meet. And Joomla does this sort of thing all the time, of course. But basically what this would allow you to do is users could, you know, if like you want to sponsor a conference or like a mini conference, really, you can do that. Or if you want to meet up with other PHPBB users, you can do that. But basically it allows – this forum facilitates those types of meetings and events. And so, for example, we moved some of our – when we met with Joomla at LinuxTog, so those topics are posted on there. London Invasion topics, of course, are posted on there. So this would sort of facilitate those discussions and meeting places and things like that. So good step for PHPBB, and like London Invasion, it was sort of a long time coming, and good to see it finally happen. And this is one of those things.
Mm-hmm. So I just have to figure out now, can I get one for San Francisco going? Because that would require a bit of work, you know, and it's there's someone like me who's still in school.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we would do, of course, for people who want to set up larger meetings, the PHPBB team will help you out in basically ideas as well as details. You know, because we now, after London Invasion, we have some experience in setting up a meeting, a large meeting. Mm-hmm. So setting up smaller meetings is not going to be that difficult for us. So.
Mm. So, yeah, we'll have to keep an eye open for that.
there's a README topic on there that has a lot of details. Mm-hmm. It basically has information in the introduction. It tells about the forum, what it's meant for, how to use the forum, using the forum to organize an event, and if you have any questions, to contact.
The big thing is making sure you can get some people to go, because depending on the kind of thing you're doing, now if you're doing like a small, just, hey, we're just gonna go to descend on a restaurant and meet, that's one thing. If you want to do like an event, you have to worry about things like, you know, costs of getting places and perhaps even finding, you know, like a local sponsor or something to help you out. The whole bunch of things you got to do, you know.
Right, which is, you know, either this forum is supposed to facilitate both. So if people want to have sort of a mini conference so that team members from our whole region can come, you know, and where it will, you know, be conference room, and there may be some hotel expenses, but not major expenses, not like the London Invasion expenses.
You don't have to do it at a hotel. You can. There's other, you know, like smaller places you can find, you know.
Yeah, sure, certainly. But basically, that just gives you an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Or again, those like you said, those smaller meetings, like let's say you got together with 10 other PHPBB users in the San Francisco area and just talked to PHPBB, and and so that's possible too.
Or I could get you to come down and other users in the San Francisco area, we just have a big group local recording of PHPBB Weekly or something. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, like we were talking about one possibly in Seattle. Now, depending on how big the meeting is in Seattle, but Seattle's still a 5-hour drive.
Yeah, that's
one way.
For you, for me, it's further. Yeah.
Right, but basically, you know, it's like everybody in the Seattle area, which is a pretty good population, and I'm sure there's a good number of users, PHPBB users in the San Francisco, or I'm sorry, the Seattle area, and they can meet. But I think there's even more in the San Francisco area. I mean, look how many team members are over there.
How many are over here now? Because I've lost count. When I joined the team, I was the only person west of Utah.
Okay, so there is, in that area, let's see. Okay, so let's see. There is Darcy lives in South California, and so does Caesar, Prototech. But who am I looking at? Okay. iWisdom. Looks like iWisdom is near where you are. No, there's guy. I thought there was one more, though. So Ken is too far north.
How far is he, like in Eureka?
No, he's in Redding.
That's pretty darn close.
Redding, California?
I think it's close to Eureka.
To Eureka? I don't know where Eureka is. So.
Eureka is like on the border between California and Oregon.
Oh, yes. Then that's pretty close to that. Because he's pretty close to the Oregon-California border.
Eureka! I found it!
So, yeah. Right now, of course, Francis and I do weekly little mini meetings with a mod author here in Spokane. Little old Spokane. Little tiny old Spokane.
Yeah. Tiny.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that more some other time. But yeah, you're in the area, you want to get some kind of a thing going, and I'm still trying to figure out the most economical way I could possibly maybe do it sometime before the decade ends. There is the PHPBB Events and Meetings Forum that is now open, so keep an eye on that, because there could be something happening near you, and if not, you can certainly try getting something going.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting place to watch. So yeah.
Yeah, and so it could be as small or as big as you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, and either one is. So read the topic in there, the README topic. That has a lot of details and information that you'll want to look at if you want to help plan a meeting, or if you want to attend a meeting, go read some of the topics in there and see if there's a post from an area near you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's been some talk about a UK meeting recently, and you can see Mark the Damon posted a topic on there. I know that they've been meeting up in Michigan, Pen and Penguin and Will Huff.
Yeah.
Live pretty close together. So, and when we lived in Texas, we met with Drathbun. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just little meetings that are possible everywhere, pretty much.
Yeah. All right. let's move on to our main topic for today. Now, if you've been keeping on the blog this week, I don't know how long we'll talk about this. Might be a short show. But iWisdom, Phil, if you want to know his real name, on the blog posted something about handling support requests in the support forums. And we're hoping to have him join us today. However, his headset is not up to snuff, so he's not able to join us. But I'd like to talk a bit about mostly David as a team member. But perhaps you can talk about, you know, how do you really handle support requests on the support forums? And even for the mods, you guys have to deal with mod support and development for mod authors and things like that. How do you do that? And also, how can an average user, not a team member, help out, contribute to PHP BB support if they want to? What's the best way that they can do that?
Okay, well, I have had a little tiny experience in the support forums. Back when 3.0 Gold was released, there was not many support team members at the time that were very versed in 3.0, so some of the other team members helped out a little bit. A few development team members and mod team members helped out giving support. Just to answer some of the questions initially, is this, since we had a huge influx of users just installing 3.0 Gold. But basically, iWisdom, you know, basically goes through the whole process that they do to try and give support, from gathering information, identifying a problem, finding the solution, following up with the user to ensure that solution worked for them, and what to do if you, being the person trying to give support, don't know the answer to the question. And I think, well, I'll start at the bottom. And if you don't know the answer to the question, there's a lot of people who kind of try and give support, which is, it's nice to see, you know, people trying to give support, even if they're not team members, because you don't have to be a team member to give support. There are a lot of people who are sort of community support team members. I mean, look at Lumpy. Lumpy with over 45,000 combined. Is that right? Yeah, 45,000 posts combined with two accounts that he has, and I know he has more. But
why?
Got me. There is nobody that posts more than Lumpy.
Yikes!
45,000 posts. Now, when you go look at the member list, the top post is actually Carl Semple, but when you combine Lumpy's two accounts, it's over 45,000. Both, he has two accounts in the first page of the top posters.
Why does he have two accounts for? Come on. You want one account.
Well, if you read his last post from the account with not so many posts, you'll see why. He promised a user he was stopping at a certain post count, and so he did. And then he registered another user registered, and which was Lumpy, and continued to post with that. So anyway, but he's a good example of somebody who gives a lot of support, and he's not a team member.
Yeah, I wonder why that is. Not for you to discuss.
Well, you know, again, there's a lot of people like you know, and the way that a lot of the current support team members became support team members was the fact that they're just heavy contributors for support in the support forums. And there's a lot of them right now that, you know, I could name off, but it really wouldn't do any good for me to do that. But there's a lot of them who I could name off that are community support members. They're not on the support team. Yeah. You don't have to be on the support team to actually offer support. And, you know, they're well-respected and whatnot. But one of the things that we find sometimes is that people are trying to offer support and yet don't know the answer to the question. And it's like, well, it really doesn't do any good for you to try and give support when you don't know the answer to the question.
Yeah, skip that topic. If you don't know the answer, let's find someone else to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it doesn't do anybody any good to provide bad support, which we actually see quite a bit for some reason. There's sometimes people will be providing bad support and be like, no, that's not the problem they're having. And
that's partially why you have a support team.
Right, because you know that, you know, the solutions that they're giving are going to be good. so it's not really so much of an issue. Whereas, you know, if you got users posting, well, you know, there are some users that you know, are rather well known, and again, many of them just became team members. One that comes to mind is Steve Mari, who was very active in the support forums, and it's like, you know, he gives great support and is very active support in support, so they invited him to the support team. But you know, sometimes we'll get users who post really bad solutions, mm-hmm. and or you know, bad answers, and so iWisdom kind of addresses that in his blog post. But basically, you know, if you don't know the answer, don't post. But okay, and then following up is very important after you've found a solution. It's good to follow up and ensure that it, you know, it's like, we'll try, you know, do this, then that should solve your problem. Mm-hmm. And you want to follow up and ensure that it actually did solve the problem.
Now, I know that the support team has this support request template they encourage people to use. How many people actually use it?
Actually, quite a few, because what a lot of times the support team requires that they'll ask for it. They'll say, you know, somebody will post an issue that they are having, and it's not immediately apparent what's going on, and so a support team member, or even a non-support team member, but a community support member will post, say, hey, can you fill out the support request template? And what the support request template is, it allows the person giving support to be able to better identify, you know, what's going on, what might be causing this, you know, if he has mods installed, it could be having a conflicting issue, or I can actually go to the URL that they use in the support request template and see the problem for myself in some occasions, you know, that sort of thing. So it all helps in the gathering information phase, because that's without information. Like, okay, let me give an example. Sometimes I would, in my mod support topics, I would get somebody who was like, the mod's not working. Okay, thanks for the information. What am I supposed to do with that? You know, how can I help you if you just say the mod's not working?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't give me any information at all. And sometimes people will come in and they'll say, this is not working. Well, thanks for the info, but I can't help you unless you provide some information that I can use to identify the problem or try and find a solution for you. I can't find a solution for you if you don't say what's wrong, or if you don't give enough information about what's wrong. So somebody might say, I got an error. You know, this. I was trying to do this, and I got an error. Okay, but what was the error?
It's kind of like someone saying, oh, my computer is not working. It's like, okay, well, does that mean that it's a program that's not loading properly? Is it a case of your computer's not even turning on, or your computer's turning on and having an error? It's like, there's no possible
way to diagnose a problem or even offer a fix if all you know is like, it's not working. That doesn't help at all. So, you know, and some people will say, I got an SQL error. Okay, well, thanks, but what SQL error, you know? So you have to provide a certain amount of information, really as much information as possible, to identify the problem. And so, for example, that if you get an error, you do what? You post the error so that we can go, okay, you know, we have a starting place there. We post the error. Or, you know, if you explain the problem that you're having and in enough detail that it, you know, tells us, you know, where it's occurring, how to try and reproduce it, or, you know, what circumstances are causing it, basically. So the gathering information stays absolutely the most important. Without the correct information, we can't give support, you know, because we can't give support to somebody who says, help, this is not working. That mm-hmm. we can't give you any support for that. And so some people are like, you know, nobody knows the answer to my question. Well, you haven't asked a question that we can answer. So sometimes we get that. But yeah, so gathering information, obviously the most important phase. And the support request template, a lot of times the support team members will ask people to fill that out so that we'll get a better idea of what exactly is, what they've got installed on their board, what version they're running, the URL, so we can see if that issue, that sort of thing. So that helps. Also knowing the PHP version, MySQL version, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Now, what exactly, how exactly do you take the information from the support request template to figure out, Mr. Holmes, about how your what the problem is, you know? Sherlock?
Well, let's say that,
it's elementary, my dear Watson.
Let's say, let me see if I can give an example. Well, he actually posted a example of the support request template in here. You know, your board's URL, the version of PHPBB 3. So it may have, for example, 3.0.0 mm-hmm. of PHPBB 3, and he may be posting about a particular issue that he's having. Well, if he didn't post the support request template, we may not know exactly what version of PHPBB 3 is running, and that may have been a bug fixed in 3.0.2, for example. And so now with the support request template, I can go, okay, you are experiencing this particular bug, which is fixed in 3.0.2, so you should upgrade to the new version. And that's finding the solution. So I found the solution is to upgrade to 3.0.2 to fix that particular problem. Or he may have, you know, let's say that he's posting in, and he says some he gets an error when he's posting. In the support request template, we see that he has a quick reply. Now we can ask him, well, did you use the quick reply or did you use the posting screen? Because if you use the quick reply, maybe it's something that's wrong with the mod. Mm-hmm. If you use the posting screen, well, maybe we'll ask, the next question would be, is the issue only occurring in the quick reply, or does it also occur in the posting screen? And, you know, so again, the little bit of information that's provided in the support request template is essential in finding the problem or identifying the problem, as he puts it here in step two. So identifying the problem again, and that's the support team members are very good at looking at a problem and being able to identify the problem based on the information that they've been given, you know, so. Yes, they're all Sherlock Holmes, basically.
Yeah, of course. How often it is that they see the same problem over and over again? You know.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm not sure. Let's see.
I just thought of something. You know that some people may have. And they go, well, I can't give information on it because, for example, I'm getting a blank white page. Well, post that in there. I'm getting a blank white page when I'm doing X. You know, provide exactly the steps that you did to lead up to the blank white page. Mm-hmm. And post that you got a blank white page. Because there are two ways to find what happens when you get a blank white page. Number one, you can go view your PHP error logs. Usually a blank white page means that your PHP is suppressing errors from the display. Basically, display errors are off, so it doesn't show the errors on the page. And it was a fatal error because PHPBB has its own error reporting.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to either show or not show the errors based on if you have debug enabled or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's say you have debug disabled, and you get a blank white page. It's not because PHPBB didn't show the error; it's because your PHP didn't show the error. So you have to go to your PHP error logs, and usually the issue will show up in there: fatal error, or it might be fatal error, cannot redeclare a particular function, for example.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you know that will show in your PHP error logs, and almost. Not almost. Pretty much, unless you're on a free hosting site, you will be able to have access to your PHP error logs. And so those are always visible there. But providing the information saying, hey, I did these steps and got this blank white page, we can tell you, okay, go to your PHP error logs and see if there's an error in there. And they can grab, and then, you know, some people will come back and say, yes, there was an error in there. Okay, great, thank you, but what error? So, you know, copy the error and paste it back. Then and we can go, okay, so your problem is here with this or whatever it might be. Or, you know, so that sort of thing. And those are really for more severe errors. Like he posted in a particular that SQL error, which PHPBB reports. It doesn't rely on PHP, but sometimes it'll be like an SQL error. You have an error in your SQL syntax, and that will be the only information that it will give. And you say, well, how can I find where the problem is there? Well, enabling debug and debug extra in your config.php file, and then doing the same process, you'll get a backtrace, which helps us identify exactly where the problem is occurring and enables the support team to provide a solution to fix that particular problem.
Are most of the support things you guys have to, that the support team has to deal with based on things that happened with mods or styles or things that are not part of a vanilla PHP BB?
A lot of issues are. More of the support issues that come with a vanilla PHP BB, no third-party mods or plugins, styles, or things like that. Most of those are usage issues, but occasionally you can find a bug in that. You know, and that is how people find bugs. You know, you can do some obscure little something and come up with a bug. But usually it's usage. Occasionally you'll come across a MySQL error or an incompatibility between a certain PHP version to, certain PHP versions have bugs too. And so it may be hitting one of those errors, or it might hit a MySQL error. If there was a bad conversion or something went wrong in a conversion they didn't know about until later when they're trying to do something like post and there's no default value, for example, which can happen when upgrading MySQL 4 to MySQL 5 and they say, hey, I got this error that says no default value. Well, that's because they updated MySQL 4 to MySQL 5 and it didn't update the default. So, those are some that can occur on a vanilla, you know, and that's a rather more serious error. Obviously, there's occurrences where you can get a blank white page and it'll be some buffer overflow on a certain something because they didn't have an opcatch or something. You know, usually servers have eAccelerator. If not, then you have xcache or memcache or something like that. And sometimes, this is very rare, but sometimes those can cause blank white pages if there's some overrun. But actually, as for mods, because we don't actually support mods outside of the mod support topics, if it's an issue that they've gone, okay, you know what, the issue is with the mod, then they'll say, you know, you need to post in that mod support topic. And, you know, we do get a lot of issues where somebody installed a mod in development and had a bug, the mod had a bug, and so they encountered an error. And so, of course, they go post in the support forum, and it has nothing to do with vanilla PHPBB. They need to go post in the mod support topic.
Yeah.
But even at that case, you know, sometimes you have these people installing mods from the mod development forum, and they're not meant to run live. They're meant to be tested.
Yeah.
So, they're expected to have bugs. And so, yes, of course, we get a lot of issues from that. Now, sometimes you might have, let's say you have a form, like we've had a lot of questions about, you know, the form is invalid. You know, you've seen that error, I'm sure, when posting. The form submitted was invalid or something like that. And it's like, well, it can't be invalid. I just typed up a quick message and clicked submit. Or, I was doing an action and clicked submit. The only reason the form is invalid is because the time limit expired on it. So something like that might occur because of a outdated style that they're using. So it's important to have an updated style. Let's say you're running 3.0.0 style, but your board is 3.0.2, and there was a forgotten form tag, and that was added, and the style for 3.0.2 doesn't have that in its template. And then you have a problem because then you know, they don't match up, and there's no way that the template can add the form token by itself. So now you're not going to you know, you're not going to submit that, you'll be able to submit that particular form until you upgrade your style to 3.0.2.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see. Excuse me. Good grief, I forgot what I was going to ask next. Okay, yeah, so for let's talk a little more about people who just general users who want to participate in the support forums on phpvb.com. What would be the biggest thing you would suggest someone who wants to become a contributor of support on the support forums should know?
You have to know what you're talking about. Really, because you can't just go, you know what, I want to help support the software and not really know anything about it. You can't just be somebody who really doesn't completely understand how PHPBB works. But you may even be somebody who was like, you know what, I had this particular issue some time ago and I see somebody posted a similar topic saying I have this particular issue. You can go and answer that and saying, hey, I had the same issue and this is what I did to solve that particular problem. Obviously that helps too, but for somebody who wants to just help support PHPBB, you still do have to understand it to a certain degree. No, you don't have to be a technical mind or understand coding or any of that stuff. A lot of the support team members are not coders at all. Take Kevin Clark, for example, who has admitted multiple times that, you know, he is not a technical minded guy, but he knows enough about the forum software itself to be able to give very, very good support, saying, you know, if you encountered this problem, your issue is usually this. Now, people are experiencing SQL errors. He might not post in those particular support topics because he's not that experienced in dealing with SQL errors or whatever. Mm-hmm. So really the biggest thing is only answer the questions that you're familiar with. You can go through there and, you know, it's like I can go through the support forums right now, or a lot of the support that I give is in the mod writers discussion. You know, people are like, you know, I'm trying to do this to a mod and I'm trying to integrate my third-party script into PHPBB or something like that. And, you know, I can go in there and provide the solution. Now, sometimes people are doing really weird things. And I'm like, okay, I'm not really familiar with that particular issue. Or, you know, I don't know what they would need to change to deal with that issue. And so I'm not going to go post in there unless I actually have a solution. And just a lot of times I'll go and actually find the solution myself, you know, to go try and do the same thing that they're doing or take their code, because a lot of times they post their code. So I'll take their code and then put it in my PHPV3 installation and see what's going on with their code first. And then if I'm able to identify the problem and come up with a solution, then I'll post back. If not, then I probably won't say anything. I'm not going to post in there and say, I have no idea what your problem is. Sure, thanks, buddy, but that didn't do me any good to tell me you don't have any idea what my problem is, sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you have to know what you're doing. And a lot of – really the way that I got into PHPBB was support, and it was for coding support, really. People were dealing with the early – it was – prior to beta,
yeah,
3.0, and I would see people have a certain issue, and what would I do? I would go and investigate that particular part of the code and find out, you know, how that was or was not working. They might have found a bug, and so I would go and look in that part of the code. I didn't know for sure. I wasn't that experienced in PHPBB, but a good way to get experience was I went and I dove into the code after certain problems and found solutions for people. So that was a good way to learn PHPBB for me back when I learned it. And I actually, well, let's see. Yeah, because for PHPBB 2, I pretty much didn't work with the code on that at all because I didn't like it. But with PHPBB 3, I did, so I was more inclined to help with that. Mm-hmm. But let's see. It really, you know, if you're wanting to offer support and you don't really know what to do, you can just browse the support forum. You know, go through the topics there, and it's like, hey, this topic looks like help. Accidentally rewrote config file. Well, there's certain steps you can take to rewrite your config file.
Yeah.
Kim Possible, who is not a support team member, but is giving community support. He or she posted a link to an article saying, here, read this particular knowledge base article, which will help you rebuild your config file. And that was the solution for the user. And the user was a brilliant piece of cake. Thank you. So it helped, you know, this particular support team member is familiar with a lot of the knowledge base articles that are out there, that are in the knowledge base. And so if you see somebody saying, oh, I accidentally rewrote a config file, they go, bing, I know exactly what the problem is. I know exactly the solution they need. I'll go grab a link to that particular knowledge base article and post it in the topic. And that was all that was needed.
Yeah. And quite frankly, when you ask most people what the biggest selling point about PHPBB is you get this great community of people who are sharing support like this for free. You're not paying anything for the software. You're not paying anything for the support. And you may not be having a phone call you can make to get support, but it's still a great community that's available. And when you're contributing support, you really are helping PHPBB thrive and be as successful as it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a small contribution you can make. Similar to how we do this podcast, which is another contribution we make to help PHPBB and the community at large.
Mm-hmm. And actually, as far as not only support, but really multiple parts of PHPBB, including mods and styles, are that way as well. Let's say you're a mod author. Like I can come to mind several people who would help out mod authors. For example, David IQ, David 63, who were very active, BRF, before he joined the support team, very active in giving mod authors support. They knew enough about the code and some of the issues that they were having that they would answer a lot of questions. And because of that, you know, BRF was noticed and sort of wanted somebody who was knowledgeable in mods on the support team, and so they invited BRF. Who also gave pretty good support in the support forums themselves, so that, you know, that wasn't the only reason, obviously. But, and then David 63, same as well. He would go through and he would answer a lot of questions that were posted regarding mods. And, we noticed that after a while, and, you know, we could tell that he's knowledgeable and sent him an invite. There are other ones in here, that help quite a bit. And there's so many people that are, you know, you don't have to be on a team to give support. R. McGurr, he's one that used to be on the mod team. I'm sorry, the moderator team, who gives support sometimes too. So, so examples like that. So, you know, you have a pretty big community, people who have all kinds of experiences, and they want to help in some way, and they do, and that's what makes PHPBB so strong, is the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally. And
so
there's no lack of activity happening in the support forum. I mean, I'm counting right now. There have been about 10 new topics posted in the support forum since this show started. It is active, and quite frankly, you look at the last post list, there's not as much orange for the support team there as you think there is. A lot of this is just regular, normal people who are contributing their time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's something like 40, looks like 40 replies at least, 40 topics up there that have had replies since 6:30 a.m. this morning.
Our time, the 3.5 hours ago, essentially, yeah. So,
well, let's see, four and a half. Yeah, 3.5. You're right, 3.5
Whatever.
Hours.
Whatever.
So 40. So there have been 40 topics either replied to or started in 3.5 hours.
Yeah, it is the most active topic.
Forum.
I'm losing it. We need to start ending the show.
Oh, I wanted to point out, so here's some good examples of what not to do in the support forum. Post a topic that says, help me, please. There's actually a rule against that right now, because that doesn't tell us what the deal is. So here's a good example of a good question. Help accidentally rewrote my config file. So we know what the problem is just by reading the topic title.
Another topic that's here is when you do not want to post, OMG, WTH is wrong, in all caps. That's where we have more – leave that to the people who actually are willing to post those things, like Lumpy. He's actually posting there. He actually posted it.
Or like this one topic, when the group added .txt email is sent, when is that? I guess is what he meant. So he's asking exactly when that notification was sent. So there's 40 some topics. You know, it's if you want to help out with something, I'm sure that you can find a topic that you're knowledgeable in.
Totally.
40 topics.
Yeah. So that's pretty much a summary of the support form. And of course, thanks to iWisdom who made his great blog post. It's probably a very good if you are someone who wants to start taking on the contributing to support full time. Take a read through his blog post. Sort of shows some of what they do. The support team does to somewhat maintain their sanity in dealing with nubs on a day to day basis and legitimate people who need some help. And you can throw your hat in the ring and help them out. They sure don't mind. They really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one other thing. When giving support, it's also obviously really important to be very courteous.
Yes.
You know, because you're dealing with people a lot of times.
Right.
You might have an administrator over a board who really can actually barely turn on a computer.
Yeah.
And you know, they may be 60 years old or whatever and not really that experienced with technical items, and so running a form is very new to them, and they might have a simple problem. You go, well, this is so simple. Are they, you know, stupid? No, they're not. They're not technically inclined. They're inexperienced. So just be courteous and answer the question without,
yeah,
you know, getting ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps too. There's a couple of things that I wanted to bring up. Actually, there's another new blog post. It was posted on October 9th, and I'm not sure if we...
No.
Yeah, we didn't have a show since then. Guest posting, do I or don't I? Did you see that one?
Yeah, we've talked about that more than a couple of times. Yes. You really should... We said, unless you're really, 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 really desperate to have guest posts, you really shouldn't. Because there's a benefit... I actually have not read this too closely, but I don't... in my opinion... You really should have two people join the community. Actually, I like the first comment on this blog post where he said, I think that if someone can't be bothered to join your community, they probably don't have anything useful to add anyway.
Yeah.
There are just so many reasons that guest posting is not something smart to do. First of all, being spam bots. But second of all, when people are posting on your board, they are essentially agreeing to the terms of your board. And if you have people that are not following the rules on your board, you need to be able to have some accountability there. And you can't do that with guest posts because guest posts are anonymous. You
mm-hmm.
have to be able to attribute it to somebody.
mm-hmm. The only reason that I can see to allow guest posting is in a certain forum, a single forum, and have it on a moderator queue so that all guest posts have to be approved by a moderator first, where they might be having trouble registering or some support issue that they're having with the site that needs to be fixed, or maybe they can't register for some reason, or you know, who knows what it might be. But that's the only circumstance I can think of why you might allow.
That's only
guest
if your moderators are willing to deal with a bunch of you know.
Well, you know, the guest posting does have the CAPTCHA. If you don't have the GD library, I would say absolutely no guest posting under any circumstances at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because the non-GD CAPTCHA cannot block spam bots. There are too many spam bots that can easily overcome that CAPTCHA. Yes, it will block most, but a lot still will get through because bots love to post.
Yes. Yes, that is the truth.
The GD CAPTCHA it has a much higher probability of blocking spam. Obviously, it's not going to block all spam. It's not going to block human spammers. There's still a lot of ways that spammers can spam and basically solve the CAPTCHA in mass, basically. So, yeah, it's going to do a much better job at blocking it, but it's not going to block all spam.
And even then, a lot of the things you talked about are things that back during the PHP-BB2 days didn't exist. There is, for PHP-BB2, guest posts don't have a CAPTCHA. There is no such thing as a moderation queue.
Yeah, it's much safer now. So even if you did allow guest posting for some weird reason, which again I don't recommend at all.
I've seen so many boards that started up, they thought it would be the greatest thing, but they had guest posting on, and they got bombarded with spam, and they said, okay, you know what, this is ridiculous, I'm giving up, I'm going to take down the forum, it's not going to exist anymore. It's like, oh, come on, yeah. You had such a great idea, and you just took it away from, you know, your community just because you had to keep guest posting on, you know, and the capture turned off and all that.
Yeah, so a good way to get flooded. You should see something like 200 spam posts a day if you have capture turned off.
Yeah. So
you know, bots are tenacious. There's nothing that'll stop them if there's
having the capture turned off is like trying to run a blog without using a Kismet. You will get bombarded in spam comments on a blog if you don't have a Kismet turned on.
And even with a Kismet turned on,
it's still get the occasional, but it's a lot better than the stuff. My own blog, David, I actually looked the other day. Within the last 15 days, a Kismet has caught over 5,000 spam comments.
Yeah, that's why. And the problem that I find is that I find legitimate comments get caught in there, and then it's like, do you go and try and read through and make sure that no legitimate comments got in there? Or do you just go, you know what, if it got caught in there, too bad, and you got to deal with it. So that's, you know, there is a downside to Kismet, and that's why David Rathbun developed his own little system so that he doesn't have to deal with that. So he didn't like the way a Kismet would sometimes junk some valid posts, and there was still all those comments were still being made. There was no validation of human to bot, and so he made just a very, very simple validation of human or bot, and now he gets almost no spam at all. And so, you know, it's not being caught in a junk filter. If it's a human, it's going through. If it's not, it's not going through. It's just as simple as that. And so he doesn't have to look through any
spam. I wonder if I could get him to show me his system, because I'm looking for something like that.
Yeah. We should have him on the show, so.
You've had him on the show before, David.
I know, but we should have him again.
Well, that's your department. Anyway.
Yes.
Let's close out this topic. Such as now, we are over an hour, so let's.
Okay, let me close off the one final thing with the blog.
Okay.
Although the blog is mostly posted by team members, if you have a good blog post that you would like to see posted on the blog, or if you've written something or would like to write something for the blog, you can do that and send it to a team member or a team leader, preferably, specifically Monty and Styles team, development team, leader, and submit that, and if they like it, they will post it on the blog. So I would say don't be afraid to submit a blog post to the PHPBB blog. Mm-hmm. It's not just for team members.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that, but I'll make a note of it. Okay. All right. Let's do our mod and style of the week. Our mod of the week, I love how I can pick a mod that fits in with what we're talking about. We've been talking about support. This is a great mod for those of you who actually run your own support type forum. For whatever, doesn't have to be PHPBB, or whatever as a forum. It's called Topic Solved, and this kind of borrows an idea that I've seen on a number of other support forums. Not all of them are PHPBB. The idea is that it allows the topic starter to mark their support topic as either unsolved or solved. And so, that means is that if someone is first posting a request for like support, then obviously it's marked as unsolved, and then there could be like discussion going on to try to get the answer. Once the topic starter believes that he has gotten his problem answered, then he can mark the topic as solved. And he can also change it back to unsolved again if that solution somehow did not work, as an example. Mm-hmm. But it's useful for support forums to sort of show whether your question has been answered yet or not. And also kind of reduces the desire of people to want to bump topics to get more attention because they already have something that's saying that, hey, I still need help here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really excellent mod. Yeah. And I think certainly something like this will probably – my guess is it will probably be available in PHPBB 3.2. But in this, in the meantime, for 3.0, very good mod to install if you have – if you run any kind of support form. Mm-hmm. And especially a good mod to install if you run a large support form.
Yeah. This can be a lifesaver for your support team or yourself it, or whatever you have.
Yeah, imagine now if the support forum on phpbb.com had that installed. Mm-hmm. I mean, go look at if you go look at the support forum right now. Okay, so you see you're seeing about 40 topics posted within the last 3 or 4 hours, and you look through there. There is not an easy way to see if some of those issues were solved. I know. Okay, except you know there is some support team members do mark it as solved, and so you can see a check mark, so it's solved. But the, in the 40 topics that are posted there, only one is actually marked solved with that issue. Now, we don't have a mod installed. We actually use an icon, a specific icon, to identify if a topic is solved or not. But
yeah.
Like the help accidentally rewrote config file, that issue is actually solved, but it's not marked as solved.
Mm-hmm.
And the author... You know, the only support team member can mark issues as solved right now. But the author could go, you know what, my issue is solved, and they could mark it as solved.
Yeah, no guarantee they'll do it. This model has quite a bit of configuration. For example, if the topic starter marks their topic as solved, you can choose whether or not to have the topic automatically locked at that point or not, if you want to. You can also turn it on or off on a case-by-case basis, and there's also... You can also choose whether or not you want to allow them to remark it as unsolved if you want. So there's a bunch of configuration that you can take that can happen there, which you do within your forms. Also, as some additional search things, like you can search for all unsolved topics on the board, or you can do like an ego search for your own unsolved topics, and it adds, you know, the option for solved topics in the advanced search. So it's a really, really good clean integration of this feature within the other PHPBB feature set. So, that does make it kind of a hefty mod to install. They rate the time at like 45 minutes for install time, but it's still a good mod, you know. So, check it out.
Wow, I didn't even notice that. My goodness.
Yeah, it's
why?
What?
Why does that take so long to install, 45 minutes?
Well, Mr. Mod Team Member, you can download it and take a look.
I will do that.
Or ask Paul. Paul's in the chat room. He validated it.
Yeah, why, Paul? Tell us why.
He said because you are nub. That's what he said.
That's a good reason, Paul. Yeah. Because I'm nub.
Exactly. Topic solved by Toomba25 is the mod of the week. Style of the week, I couldn't resist. I had to pull out another one of Scott Stubblefield's awesome styles. This week's style is for all you Star Wars fans. It's called Jedi Knights, and it is another one of these awesome styles featuring in the header. It alternates between the header. It always shows off two different members of the Jedi Knights, but it's someone different every time that you load the page, which is really cool. And of course,
he had that for in PHPBB 2 is that same style.
Is now
the Jedi Knights
now merged to PHPBB 3.
Yeah,
occasionally shows a few Sith there as well.
That was the one style that I installed on my PHPBB 2 board a long time ago, Jedi Knights, because I liked the changing header and the fact that it would have a different. So difference of the Jedi's that each header, each time you reloaded the page. I loved that.
Yeah, I'm actually reloading it over and over, counting the number of different. I've got six or seven different headers or something. I'll probably download it and see what it really is. But of course, the fonts are very Star Wars like. He's even turned the icons into like lightsabers and stuff, with a glowing lightsaber for new posts and a closed lightsaber for no new posts and things like that. So it's really cool stuff here. I mean, Scott Stubblefield just does some great styles. He was on our show about a couple months ago, earlier on, like back last spring talking about Styles, and that's a great show if you want to go take a listen. But I just couldn't resist today. So that's the style of the week. Jedi Knights by Scott Stubblefield.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Why?
I just opened up that mod, the Solved Topics mod.
Yeah.
And I went and reviewed all the edits.
And?
This is why I preach on PHBBB Weekly. Why it is so important to make your mod as least invasive as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Updates are going to be a headache. I mean, imagine updates to the mod. Even the mod itself is going to be a headache.
You know what I want to do, Dave? With your preaching, I'm going to find an organ solo to play in the background.
Yeah.
Some gospel music for you.
An organ solo.
Oh, yes. I hear my brother. You can't put the edits in there. Because no one's going to be able to update where they're going to go. Yeah.
I'm sick.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right. Just bend over, David. Put your head between your knees and allow me to finish the show up, okay? Sounds good.
I like that there's this Top Gun fighter pilot game that was made some years ago. And one of the – your co-pilot says in the back one time, it says – to, you know, talking about your ejection seat, to use it, bend over and kiss it goodbye. You know that the ejection seats in fighter pilot planes, there's this yellow thing that you pull from underneath between your legs, and it ejects you out of the plane.
And you wonder why our shows go so long, David.
I don't.
For things like that.
Things like that.
Yes.
Exactly.
You are doing this here, okay? All right. Let's wrap up the show, please. We're starting to talk about...
We're losing coherence.
Yeah. Lost it a long time ago. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for show notes on links on everything we talked about on this show and the other shows. And, of course, check out our PHPBB Weekly forum at StarTrekGuy.com. For additional discussion, comments you'd like to make about what we do talk about on this show, and our President Birdie Forum for our exciting contest happening over the next 2 weeks. Our next episode will be episode number 82, next Saturday, October 25th at noon Eastern Time, 4 p.m. UTC time. We will be having our debate between the Birdie Mons presidential candidates and maybe one or two other topics. Who knows? We will decide and we will have it posted. Also, PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcast.com. And also, be sure to check out the People's Choice Podcast Awards. Nominations took place a month ago and it's been kind of quiet. However, tomorrow, Sunday, October 19th at 4 p.m. Pacific time, they will have a live-streamed event where they will be showing off, announcing who the final nominees for each of the categories are. And the voting for the People's Choice Podcast Awards will take place. Now, I really highly, 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 highly doubt that PHPBB Weekly is in the running, but go over there and check out what they're going to be having to vote on and go vote for the podcast you think should win, which is very exciting. And who knows, maybe someday in the next millennium we'll actually get nominated. Who knows? Yeah. So with that, having nothing else to talk about, let's close out the show. I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm Major Payne. I mean, David Lewis.
Dr. Hobbles. And thanks for listening to this episode. Remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag,
you're it.
See you next week.
Bye, everyone.